Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Well, so we watch the flow of individuals who are seeking to migrate irregularly through Mexico from the Northern Triangle countries and further south. We do indeed track it. Nevertheless, Congressman, as I previously articulated, the speed with which this materialized is unprecedented. And that is why we surged as many resources as we have.
That's first off, that's Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS Secretary. I'm Dana Lash. Welcome to my program, danalash.com. I know what you all are thinking, so I'm just going to... Irregular migration sounds like a women's issue. The hell is this? Irregular migration. Are you experiencing irregular migration? Seriously. Isn't that what it's... I'm not trying to be crass. That's a stupid phrase. Irregular migration. Are you experiencing irregular migration? No, I that's, it's not irregular. It's, do you think that this sort of phrasing comes to them naturally, or is this just by way of observation? I'm curious. Irregular migration. Anything to not say border disaster, problem, chat, anything. Yeah. I think Joe Biden actually accidentally came the closest when he said it was a challenge. Remember? He's like, oh, it's a challenge.
It's like saying, I'm not a thief. I'm just an individual that has irregularly obtained someone else's property.
I am engaging in irregular borrowing. Right? What else can this be? I am going to use this now every single time that if I, you know, forever, heaven forbid, say I get pulled over for speeding. I've only ever received one ticket. Say, I know, I am perfect. Say that I get to say that whatever, you know, what happens, I get pulled over. I'm just going to say I was increasing my momentum irregularly. Right?
Or irregularly observing the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I was irregularly, exactly. So, oh my. It's irregular migration. I don't even know what that means. What does it even mean?
Maybe they need fiber.
Maybe they do, right? Would you guys, I mean, you with your probiotics, and then they can get my mom on the phone with them, and then my gosh, they'll be fine.
We'll get them regular.
Irregular driving. Yeah, like Juan says. Like if you're in an accident, I was irregular, it was some irregular driving. Or you don't use your blinker. I was irregularly changing lanes. Yeah. How else can this be applied? Just the weaselly way that they're trying to not say that this is a disaster. Can't you even, can they just try to just say, yeah, it's a problem at the border? They won't even say that. Well, it's irregular. Yeah, a lot of things are irregular there, Slick. What else do you think is irregular?
The flow of individuals who are seeking to migrate irregularly.
It seriously sounds like a ladies' Mexico. Issue. I mean, he says flow. He's talking about, you know, I'm just saying it sounds like a ladies' issue. I feel like that's going to be, that could be, do you have irregular migration? Mom, do you ever have to deal with irregular migration? I mean, just like how.
I feel like he's really good at limbo.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do believe. He's Gumby. I really do feel like he would be. Oh, man. So it's a problem. I'll just put it like that. Or one of my friends who lives in McAllen says it's a, I can't say what he says, actually. I had to stop myself there. Sorry, Sergio. Almost gave Sergio a stroke. He's like, wait a minute, what? Down at KURV. I can't actually say because it's bad news. Bears language, so we'll just pretend. It's very colorful. So, the press conference they're having. This is, so I have to say this. So every single time I watch any of these press conferences, right? And it doesn't even really matter what channel it's on. Like if it's on Fox or wherever, and they're doing a White House presser, and they're asking questions about the border. I mean, they're showing video footage of people living in huts under the international highway, thousands of them. And then you have Jen Psaki next to it in a two box going, well, it's, you know, it's just robust. That wasn't that the other way that they try to describe it. It's like some robust immigration. Yeah. Robust, guys. Anything to not say problem, disaster, whatever, because that's more important. Good night. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So, China is warning Australians that the nuclear propulsion submarine deal that they have as part of AUKUS, they said that China's warning 23 million Australians that this makes you target for a nuclear attack. FAFO, here's the thing. China's only saber-rattling at this point because they depend on Australia's iron ore in order to fund all of their... how they got to run all their construction, all of this other stuff. So this idea that they would even be able to do anything. If China had the ability to bring Australia to heel, they would have already, but they don't. And they realize that this actually makes them look weak. So, yeah, they said that they were bluntly warned that the deal, that it's a watershed moment. The quote was, Australia is armed, if it's a watershed moment, if Australia is armed with nuclear submarines to be locally produced in Australia, Australia will lose that privilege of not being targeted with nuclear weapons by other countries. FAFO, seriously. Then guess what? You get no more iron ore, and then you invoke Five Eyes, the Quad, and everybody else, and there you go. Have fun. Have fun with that. Let's see. Peace through strength, guys. Shots fired at Ukrainian presidential aide's car in an assassination attempt, reports NBC. They don't know, says Zelensky, who is behind it, but they said that sending me a message by shooting my friend is weakness. So the presidential aide's car was fired at. It was, they said, an assassination attempt. It was a volley of gunfire. It was actually automatic and not pretend automatic. But they said that the aide survived unscathed, but police said his driver was wounded after more than 10 bullets hit the car at just outside of Kiev. And the local television station, 9 bullet holes could be seen on the driver's side of the car. So they've opened a criminal case on the matter. But let's be real. We all know what this is all about. And Russia's new gas pipeline to Germany delivers more power to Moscow. I know you're not surprised by that. So first, while this at this press conference, guys, I wish that I could just speak and a clown emoji would come right out of my mouth. Because this is the only, I don't have any other way to describe this. Stuart, you guys remember the other day, the whole thing with the horses and the reins and all that? Okay, so I need you to listen to this audio soundbite I put in Slack, Kane. Oh my gosh, you thought you would see it.
I'm sorry.
It's right under OMFG. It's there.
To convey clearly to people who are understandably have questions, are passionate, are concerned, as we are about the images that we have seen, is one, we feel those images are horrible and horrific. There is an investigation the president certainly supports, overseen by the Department of Homeland Security, which he has conveyed will happen quickly. I can also convey to you that the secretary also conveyed to civil rights leaders earlier this morning that we would no longer be using horses in Del Rio. So that is something, a policy change that has been made in response.
So they're not using horses anymore because the media said that the reins were whips. I just want to lay that very plainly on the table for you. They're not using horses because the Border Patrol wasn't whipping people like the media said, and they didn't have whips. They had reins, unlike what the media said. It sounds like maybe certain members of the media don't need to be there as opposed to the horses.
Okay, so if they believe the whip narrative, wouldn't they just say you can't have whips? Then that would probably solve the problem. Instead, they're saying you can't have horses.
Yeah.
So were the horses doing the whipping? Is what I'm wondering.
Whips are okay, but you can't have the horses.
I see.
The whips are fine.
I get it. Wow.
You got to chase after them on foot to whip them, apparently.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
These people are clowns. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I don't. It's amazing to watch Beavis and Butthead take place in the White House on live television. It's amazing to watch that. So new rule. This is how they operate. But hey, you know what? The Haitian refugees sent to a terror prison camp is okay. Do you know that? That's all right. That's okay. You know, because the optics.
New rule, guys. The media took pictures of Border Patrol agents riding horses to corral people, and they said they were whips and they were whipping Haitians. So no more horses. Got to chase after them on foot to whip them now. It's a new rule.
Right? Oh, maybe they could just go and run after people trying to cross the border and just go, my truth, and just scream about that. That would annoy the hell out of me to the point where I'd be like, screw you guys. I don't want to come to your country after all anyway. Oh, my gosh. I don't have any. This is crazy. I don't have any.
Joe Biden abandoned Americans and allies in Afghanistan, and now his decisions are spawning a genocide there. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain how the Biden administration is constantly lying to us and rolling over for the Taliban. I'll also bring on a good friend of mine to discuss how the terrorists that our government is expecting to behave are slaughtering the people of Panjshir. You won't hear this anywhere else. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man was filmed walking across the restricted section of Disney World's Cinderella Castle. And apparently they're not supposed to go there, but he didn't care and said YOLO. Apparently did it anyway. He's been temporarily barred from returning. And he walked right across this video of the Cinderella Castle, and he stood out there and waved at everybody. Just was like, hey. So, yeah, he claimed his castle for himself. So I didn't know you couldn't go up there. I just thought, why even have it if you can't go up there? Are they worried that people are going to jump off or something like that? I don't know. Let's see here. A couple of others here. This is insane. So a Florida bookkeeper passed away, age 61, and did not leave, apparently, for his coworkers, the password for all of the finance software. He worked for a Republican Party campaign and was responsible for filing his monthly reports to the FEC. and he did not share any login information. They have no idea how to get in there. They have no idea how to use it. Oh my gosh. So this is a nightmare for them. So they said that they're going to need more time to complete a report on their August fundraising numbers because this is bad. So yeah, they have no way of getting in. It's in Hillsborough County. They have no way of getting in and accessing that. You know what though? Think about that. How many times, like, what do people actually think about that stuff? Like when you're making out your will, I feel like maybe there should be a password section or like a login section for the will, right? So
you'd have to be constantly updating that damn thing though.
Well, I mean, yeah, but still, I feel like there should be a way to make that happen some way, because think about it though, right? I mean, how many,
did they try password 1234?
Like for instance, we have this app that we can control. My husband loves gadgets, and so he likes those lights that you can control with an app on your phone. Get those light bulbs, which I don't, I mean, good for them, but and I mean, what do I, you know, I'm not saying that he's going to kick the bucket, but oh my gosh, how do you control the lights? Like, right? How does it happen? He's got them all on timers, so I don't care. I'm like, oh, the lights are on. I don't even have, what is the switch? I don't know. That's just something to think about, right? Let's see here. A woman was found bound and naked in a Florida storm drain, and she will not tell people how she got there. What? Fort Myers News Press reported that they found this unidentified woman. Her name hasn't been released. Sitting at the bottom of a drain with straps on her legs. They had to call the fire department to remove the grate and then lift her out. Was she put there by a clown? Like, how did that happen? They said she's a transient who stayed at a nearby hotel. And while police spoke with one person that she'd previously stayed with, hotel staff did not recognize her. Police said she would not cooperate with them. She was taken to an area hospital for treatment. I'm just saying, was its name Pennywise? Did you call it Penny? Did it have, you know, like... did it look like a clown? Just, yeah, were there any balloons present? Were you floating a paper boat? I just got to be careful with this stuff, right?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.